This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Have you heard of Common Core Standards, the new plan being adopted in public schools across America? It's a plan for a national standard to be imposed that will decide what American kids learn and what they will not learn. Parents are really upset about this plan. Nationalized education standards should be unconstitutional under the 10th Amendment, which limits federal influence over the states. The General Educational Provisions Act, a federal law, prohibits any department, agency, officer, or employee of the United States from exercising any direction, supervision, or control over the curriculum, program of instruction, administration, or personnel of any educational institution, school, or school system, or over the selection of library resources, textbooks, or other printed or published instructional materials by any educational institution or school system. Close quote. Now that sounds pretty strong from federal law, a law specifically enacted to severely limit federal control of education. The new Common Core standards do limit local control of education. They are copyrighted and owned by private organizations. Federal dictates assure that 85% of academic standards in reading and math will strictly adhere to Common Core standards, leaving only 15% of the standards eligible to be altered by a local district. For example, Common Core does not teach cursive writing, and if a local school wants to teach it anyway, instead of keyboarding mandated by Common Core, cursive writing would likely use up the entire allowed 15%. Now, we're always being told to get advice from other countries, so how about taking some advice from our neighbor, Canada? Canada has no national standards. All standards are adopted locally, and Canada does not even have a National Department of Education.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Can we send you the latest edition of the Education Reporter? Just write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 and read about what's working and what isn't in schools across the country and in your community. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 or go online to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speak. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Lorraine Day. She is the author of Who Rewrote the Bible? What Does It Take to Get Well? Who Wants Homosexuals Dead? And Getting Started on Getting Well. Her websites are drday.com, that's drday.com, and goodnewsaboutgod.com. And we still have some questions from yesterday. And we will take your calls at 800-313-9443. But Steve Jobs was... He was a vegan, and apparently he ate very well. He was quite well off economically, and yet he passed away.
That just proves my point. It takes a lot more than what you eat to keep you free from cancer and other disease. That proves my point exactly. And not only that, he eventually did go and have a massive operation. I know quite a bit about Steve Jobs and his illness because my ex-husband, who's also a surgeon in San Francisco, actually Steve Jobs went to him for a second opinion. My ex-husband does not believe as I do. He believes in surgery and drugs and all that. And he didn't operate on Steve. He suggested that he go to the East Coast where they had a better outcome, supposedly, with chemotherapy and massive surgery at a different hospital there, and that's where he went, and he died, okay? Even though he was a vegetarian, he certainly didn't believe in God, he was under enormous stress with all the things that were happening in his life, and just the right diet, it just doesn't do it. What did I just say? I said that I was on the right diet at the beginning, but that's all I was doing, and my tumor grew, all right, because I wasn't doing all the other things. It's a multifactorial problem. The health plan that I use to get well is not a diet. It is not a diet. People are always writing to me about, I want to follow your diet. It's not a diet. Diet is one part of the 10-step plan. You've got to do it all. He had all sorts of aggressive, Steve Jobs had all sorts of aggressive arguments with, you know, he was thrown out of his own business. You know, all of those things were going on in his life. That's very stressful.
True.
Very stressful. And so, you know, it's stress, and who knows whether he was drinking any water, or who knows how much he drank caffeine or alcohol, who knows how much who knows how much of anything else he did, right?
Indeed. Indeed.
Excuse me, go ahead.
Yes, I just said, I was just agreeing with you.
Yeah, God promises to heal all our disease and keep us free from disease if we follow his laws, commands, and decrees. So every once in a while, people write to me, well, you know, I knew this lady who followed your plan and she died, all right? Well, the thing is, I don't guarantee the plan. God guarantees the plan. God knows her heart. God knows if she was cheating on the plan. God knows all of those things. And if you think that she was following the plan and she died, then God's a liar. And then everybody's in trouble. Okay, but God does not lie. And those of us who've gotten well like I did are living proof of it. You've got to do it. You've got to do it with 100% commitment. In one of my books called Getting Started on, What Does It Take to Get Well, I have one chapter that's entitled, You Can't Twitter Your Way to Health. People want to just dance around the edges of the plan and not really do it. You have to do it. The plan is quite simple. It's not easy because you have to change everything in your life, and people don't want to do that.
Right. They want something easy, something that they don't have to invest their time or effort in.
Right. They don't. They want to go. That's why they want to go. See, you know, people want to sue these doctors and all that, but there's just as much blame and guilt on the patient. Because a patient doesn't want to do what's necessary to get well. They want to go to the doctor and say, give me a pill. I don't want to change anything. Give me a pill. That's why the Bible calls drug medication sorceries and witchcraft.
Ah, right, right.
Yeah. Because they distract you from changing your life.
Sure.
Okay? All right.
This is from Joe from yesterday. Dr. Day is correct on New Age. I have some New Age friends who claim I should not worry about the New World Order stuff because we have unseen friends who will not allow it. A new era of consciousness is coming, and the old methods of control will not work anymore because we will all wake up. No need to believe in God because we can be our own God.
That's what New Age teaches. That's what New Age teaches, that we came from slime, and that we've been getting better and better and better and better, and eventually we will become our own gods. When the truth is, God created humanity and the earth perfect, then we fell into sin and we're getting worse and worse and worse. Evolutionists and New Agers say everything's getting better. But all you have to do is realize that if you put a book outside and leave it in the elements, it will always deteriorate. Your car will deteriorate. Everything on this earth deteriorates over time. How can they say we're all getting better when the evidence is clear that everything's getting worse?
Sure.
Okay? If you have an explosion in a publishing press factory, you're not going to get a bunch of books out of it. You're going to get chaos. You know, if you put a bunch of papers, rumpled papers from the trash outside, it's not going to turn into a book.
Right.
If you put a book outside, it'll turn into trash.
Sure.
Everything deteriorates. So the evolutionists and the New Agers say, well, everything goes from chaos to order except everything. Okay.
Yes. Yes. All right. In the first hour, you mentioned germs, and you also mentioned pasteurization. So what are your views about raw milk?
Don't drink any milk. We don't need milk. We don't need milk. We're the only animal that drinks milk from another animal. And no cow comes up to your door, knocks on the door, and say, I need some human milk for my calf. We're the only animal that drinks milk from another animal. And we're the only animal that drinks milk after we're weaned. No other animal drinks milk after they're weaned. We don't need milk. It is the dairy industry that tells you everybody needs milk. Milk actually causes osteoporosis. And milk, whether raw or pasteurized, is the number one cause of juvenile onset diabetes. Okay? Which is the diabetes where it destroys the child's cells in the pancreas that produce insulin, and for which the child has to be on insulin for the rest of their life. And diabetes is the number one cause of loss of the feet, amputation of the feet and legs, and is number two cause of blindness in America. Juvenile onset diabetes, the two main causes of juvenile onset diabetes are drinking milk and taking vaccinations.
Right. Vaccines are, they're deadly. Absolutely deadly.
Right.
Let's see.
Can I just explain one thing before we go on?
Sure.
Let me tell you how this works with milk. There is a protein in the whey portion of milk from cow or goat or whatever animal you're drinking it from that is almost identical to a protein that is in the cells in the pancreas that produce insulin. They're called the Iles of Langerhans cells. They produce insulin. So when this foreign protein comes into your body, because the body recognizes that this is not me, this is from some other animal, this is from something else, so it makes antibodies against it to destroy that, and then it turns on itself and destroys the protein that's in the cells that produce insulin in your body.
All righty. Okay, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Dr. Lorraine Day. She is the author of Who Rewrote the Bible? What Does It Take to Get Well? Who Wants Homosexuals Dead? Getting Started on Getting Well. Her websites are drday.com and goodnewsaboutgod.com. And we have a couple of questions from listeners who called in. What is your opinion about grains, particularly since so many of them are GMO? And the other question is, what about gluten and stress management? How do you manage stress? Because we all have it.
Let me just finish the last question. If those of you who say, well, if I can't drink milk, you know, cow's milk or goat's milk or whatever, what do I do? Well, there's rice milk and almond milk. You can get them at a health food store. They taste wonderful, and or you can make them at home yourself. You can find recipes to make your own rice milk or almond milk at home. All right, let's go on to grains. Yeah, GMOs are bad. But if you eat organically grown grains, you're doing the best you can, and you can get organically grown grains. Now everybody is allergic to gluten. Let me tell you this. When I was sick with cancer, I was allergic to all foods for a time. I was allergic to all foods except three. I would actually collapse and have to be put on oxygen. And that was because my body was a mess. A mess enough to produce cancer and produce all these food allergies as well. Most of the people who are allergic to gluten, it's because their body is a mess. And they would not be allergic to it if they lived and ate and handled stress the proper way. So I don't worry about GMO grains. I get as much of my food organically grown as possible. And then I don't worry about it. I just say God can take care of the rest. In the Bible, clearly, he did all sorts of things. When Paul got bitten by a poisonous snake, he did not get sick. That doesn't mean that you can be cavalier about it. You've got to do the best that you can, and God knows your heart. He knows if you're doing the best you can. People talk about chemtrails. I can't go out and walk because there are chemtrails. I don't worry about the chemtrails. Our skies are full of chemtrails all the time. I go out and walk because I need the fresh air and the sunshine and the exercise, and I just ask God to protect me from the chemtrails. But stress management, when I first got sick, I started on meditation and visualization. As I said the other day, I had some pretty horrible experiences. Those are not of God. The only one who can give you the peace that passes all understanding is God himself, and you have to learn to trust Jesus Christ with everything in your life. And people say, well, you know, you have to be a Christian to be well. Well, what you have to decide is who made your body? Who created your body? Do you think it was aliens that created your body? Do you think you came from slime? Or do you think God created your body? You have to make a decision on in whom you believe. And I knew we didn't come from slime because I said, just as I said a few minutes ago, we're not all getting better. The civilization is getting worse. The earth is getting more polluted and corrupted with everything. You have to just open your eyes to see that. We're not getting better. And if you have a new car and you put it outside and you live on the coast and the ocean breezes come in, it's going to rust. If you put a rusty car out there, it's not going to turn new again. Everything is going from order to disorder. And so that's what we have to understand. So you have to decide in whom you believe. Buddha's dead. He can't help you. Krishna can't help you. Muhammad's dead. Jesus Christ is not dead. And if you don't believe that, that's your choice. You don't have to believe as I do. But the only one who guarantees that you'll get well is the biblical Christ. Alright? So I figured I had to go there. As I said the other day, I was an agnostic all of my adult life. But I realized, look, when I was running my own life, look where I got myself. With terminal cancer. I figured I needed somebody else to give me some help. And I didn't go to human beings because they're no smarter than I am. So that's why I turned to the Lord, who's the only one who guarantees that if you follow his laws, commands, and decrees, you will be well. And I tried all sorts of different things for stress management. I tried biofeedback. As I said, I tried meditation. I tried visualization. I tried all of these things. They didn't work. The only way I could get stress relief is to understand that God was running my life and that I could trust him with everything in my life. So I have all sorts of stresses in my life, but it's the way I deal with them that makes the difference. You can't eliminate stress from your life or the world, but you can deal with it in a totally different way, and that's what I learned to do.
Sure. All righty. A question or a comment from yesterday, and this is a quote. She said, I think it's quite spiritually immature to say that spiritual principles began with Jesus. And I'm assuming that inasmuch as he lived 2,000 years ago, what about the people who lived before he came, before he was born?
Well, again, Jesus is God in human form. The Bible says that God is invisible. God is love. If he's invisible, Jesus is the visible form of God. So when the human beings were created 6,000 years ago, it says in the Bible, let us make man in our image. Jesus Christ has been around from the beginning. He just came to earth as a human being, as a baby. So, you know, I believe that everybody has a right to believe what they wish. I'm just telling you that this is what the Bible says, and I happen to believe the Bible. And the reason I wrote the book, Who Rewrote the Bible, is because translators have changed so much of the Bible, and they have really changed the character of God in the translations. And you have to go back to the original, and that you don't have to be a Greek and Hebrew scholar to do that. And I tell you how you do that, and you can verify what I say in the book. I give you all the information for that. So, you know, she can call me spiritually immature. I will not give her the same discourtesy. I believe everybody has a right to believe what they do, but Jesus Christ has been around since long before he was born into this earth.
All righty. We have a bunch of callers. Okay. Let's take Barry in California. Barry, welcome to the program.
Deanna, long time no see. I mean, no talk.
And, yes.
Dr. Day, I am so happy to be able to talk to you. And what you're talking about, as far as your 10-point plan, it's a way of life. It's not just a diet. It's a way of life. It's
That's correct.
Of balancing your life all the way around, every aspect of your life. And as far as Jesus Christ, he quoted from the Old Testament. I mean, when he was tempted by Satan, he said, it is written. And he showed us a way of living, how we
can
do it too. And
but again, Jesus Christ is God. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, he was even in the Old Testament too.
Right. He's the one who led the Israelites in the Exodus. It says that in the Bible. It was Jesus Christ,
right.
The rock. Yeah.
And I think he could have been Melchizedek because he had no parents at
That's
all.
That's correct. He was Melchizedek. Right. You're right.
My question is, well, actually, I've been going back and forth with distilled water and purified water, and you hear the same thing, that if you drink distilled water, it's going to deplete you and all that stuff, and you already went over that, and you just pretty much confirmed that for me.
Yeah.
But,
so do you have another question,
site,
Barry?
Yeah, on your site...
Okay, we'll pick it up after the break. Just feel free to stay over. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Lorraine Day. Her websites are drday.com and goodnewsaboutgod.com. And Barry in California, you have a question.
Yes. Thank you for holding me over. Do you have your 10-step plan on your site, you said?
All the materials. It's not just one sentence each. You have to really learn how you've made yourself sick. So the starter package contains all the materials a person needs to get started on the plan. That's right on the home page where you can get the starter package. Because, again, people go and learn how to be hairstylists, and they'll go to school for 9 months to be a hairstylist, or they'll go to be 9 months to be a medical assistant. But nobody wants to spend any time learning about their health. It doesn't take 9 months, by the way. But nobody wants to spend any time really studying about their health. You have to study the materials and understand how you've destroyed your body and given yourself a disease, or if you just want to stay well. So there's the starter package, which contains the materials that everybody needs to get started on the health plan.
And just to make one more comment, as far as handling stress, I found the best way is to talk to Father Yahweh, and prayer is I think one of the best ways you can do that. Do you agree?
Well, that's correct. Prayer is necessary, and prayer is very different from meditation. But you also have to study the Word of God, and you have to study it diligently and repeatedly. And then there's another book in the starter package called My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers, which is one of the largest-selling books in the world behind the Bible. And his daily messages are wonderful. But, again, you've got to get to know God, and then he'll he'll give you the wisdom to run your life. Yeah.
Well, I have that book, so thank you.
All righty. Excuse me. Thank you, Barry. Let's take Alex in Florida. Alex, welcome to the program. Alex, are you there? No, Alex dropped. Okay, let's take John in Tennessee. John in Tennessee. John?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, how are you sisters doing? You sound great.
Good, and you? Thank you.
I'm very well. Thank you so much, Dr. Day. I have my utmost for his highest. There's a lot going on in my life. I won't bore you with the details. I carry it with me. I haven't read it in so long. And if you don't mind, I'll just read the scripture. And I pray God.
John, we have a whole bunch of callers. I'm not sure that we have time for you to do that. Do you have a question for Dr. Day?
Yes, ma'am. How bad is coffee as far as making your blood acidic?
Well, it's not just that it makes it acidic. It dehydrates your body, and that's one of the things that causes acidity. So coffee has about 100 toxins in it, and it thrashes your adrenal glands to form epinephrine. When you're tired, people drink coffee when they're tired. When you're tired, you need sleep. You don't need coffee, you need sleep. And so when it's like thrashing a horse that's just run a couple of races, and the horse is tired and needs to rest, and you say, no, you're going to run a race, and if you beat it enough, it might get up and run the race, but it's just getting worse. Its health will deteriorate. So that's every time you drink a cup of coffee, that's what you're doing to your body.
Okay. Well, that answers that. One more question, if I may.
Sure, go ahead.
Peanut butter. Now, I know, you know, depending on what you get, and I don't have money, so I'm buying the cheapest thing I can, but I have noticed what you said about grains, what you said about sugar. I've been eating too much of that. And eggs, I love eggs. That's going to be hard to give up. However, I do eat quite a bit of peanut butter. Just off, you know, out the jar. And is that okay? And I need to quit the sugar, and I eat brown sugar, and also I eat whole grain, bread, but I just feel terrible with it.
Well, then you need to get my materials, eggs are way too high in cholesterol and fat and protein, and they're just destroying your body. Peanut butter is almost purely fat. And if you're going to eat anything, when you're getting well from a serious disease, you don't eat any nut butters at all or any nuts because they're too hard to digest and they take too much energy out of the body and they're too high in protein. A person who's sick with cancer or some other disease has to be on a very low-protein diet. But I don't eat peanut butter at all. Almond butter is what you want to eat because virtually all peanuts in America are contaminated with aflatoxin, which is a carcinogen. It's a fungus, which is a carcinogen. So you should eat almond butter if you're going to eat anything. But again, if you have a serious disease or if you're not feeling well, you ought to eliminate it. It's too high in fat and protein.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time.
All righty. Thank you, John. All right. Let's take Werner in New Brunswick.
Diana, and good afternoon, Dr. Day.
Hello.
The first time I heard you was about 7 or 8 years ago on Art Bell.
Okay.
Post.
I can't hear you very well.
The first time I ever heard about you was on Coast to Coast.
Do you have a question, Werner?
Well, I got a question. How many cases of cancer were about 80 years ago when most of the population was living a rural living?
Oh, that's right. That's what I talked about on our first radio show on Monday. The incidence of cancer in America in 1909 was 3%. Now it's over 50%. Right.
Now, I got another question. I understand that about 80% of the immune system is in the is basically being maintained by the healthy gut bacteria.
Well, the gut bacteria are very important. That's not the only thing, but when you wipe them out, it certainly has a major effect. A lot of alternative practitioners talk about cancer starting in the colon. Doesn't mean you have colon cancer, but when you contaminate your colon with all these animal products and sugar and all that, it wipes out the good bacteria, and it causes contamination in your body and lots of other things.
I got another question. How about the air we breathe in, about sterilizing components in the air that basically kill off a good good gut bacteria?
Well, no, air, you got to breathe air. And if everybody's so worried about that, they're majoring in minors. What you really have to do, again, as I said, it's what you put into your mouth, it's what's come out of your mouth, what you put into your eyes, what you see and read and watch on television or in the movies, what you listen to in your ears, what's in your heart, what's in your mind. Those are the things. It's what we put into our body in all those things, not just the food and what comes out of our mouth, how we treat other people. Those are the things. I don't worry about the air. I try to live in a place where there's not an excessive amount of smog. But I don't worry about purifying the air. I just breathe the air. I depend on God to fix it.
Dr. Day, is there any kind of a chance to have a personal talk with you?
No, there's no need to actually have a personal talk with me. You can email me. On my website, you can find my email address. But before you get to my email address, I ask you to read all the information on my website and get my materials, because I would have to spend, 50 emails writing to you to do that. So that's the way it's done. All diseases are caused by the way we live, think, act, eat, and handle stress. And the way to get well from them, the way to get started on the plan, is all in the starter package that is on my website. And people have to go over it and over it. If I talk to people on the phone, there have been times that I've had 8,000 people a week trying to talk to me on the phone.
Oh.
That's why I put it all on DVDs and CDs and in books.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sure.
All righty. Thank you. Okay, let's take Kathy in Massachusetts. Kathy, welcome to the program. Are you there? Did Kathy drop? Okay, let's go to Betty in North Carolina. Okay, did Betty drop? Is anybody there? Alrighty. I guess they must have dropped. She just hung up. Okay. I guess that she changed her mind. okay, we talked about... Alright, one question from yesterday. When did you wake up to the Jewish corruption? At what point?
When I was speaking all about the AIDS epidemic, when the first healthcare worker was found to have AIDS from a needle stick in a hospital setting, was on October 2, 1989.
Okay.
We have to stop. I'll tell it after the break.
All righty, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063.
buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Our guest today is Dr. Lorraine Day. Her websites are drday.com and goodnewsaboutgod.com. And apparently Kathy called back. But go ahead and finish what we were talking about.
Okay. The question was, when did I find out that the Jews were behind all of these things politically?
Yes.
The AIDS epidemic exploded in San Francisco. The first AIDS patients were diagnosed in 1981. And as it got worse and worse and worse, and they noticed that drug addicts could get AIDS from needle sticks, I started going to the Centers for Disease Control and my hospital board and all that, saying, look, we need more protection. We're willing to operate on these AIDS patients, but don't kill us by doing that. And then they started saying, you're not allowed to know. You can't test them to see if they have AIDS because, you know, that's homophobic bigotry. And I said, wait a second. We're willing to be tested so they can know whether we have AIDS or not. They should be willing to be tested. And so anyway, it became a big brouhaha. The hospital allowed me to test the patients for AIDS. We asked to be tested as surgeons, so we didn't want to put patients at risk because we as orthopedic trauma surgeons get cut and stuck in the operating room all the time. It's not because we're clumsy. It's the nature of our work. We're working with high-speed power instruments, saws, hammers, nails, screws, wires.
Oh, that's right.
We get cut all the time, all right? No matter how many gloves we wear, and you can't wear too many latex gloves because then you can't feel what you're doing. So anyway, I said, healthcare workers are going to get this, and the CDC guys who were sitting in their well-lighted offices with white shirts and ties and never getting any blood on them said, oh, you know, you guys don't want to take any risk. Well, we'd been taking risk with hepatitis B for years. I had doctors and nurse friends die of hepatitis B that they had gotten in the operating room by being stuck with needles from patients, needles and wires and all, stuck from patients who had hepatitis B in their blood. So we'd been taking this risk, but now we had this AIDS, which was 100% fatal. And so I said, this is going to happen. No, 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 no. On October 2, 1987, I think it was, the first healthcare worker was finally, they had a public press conference, and this healthcare worker got AIDS from a single needle stick, and it was a nurse at my hospital. So I was on the warpath. Eventually, I was on over 1,000 radio shows talking about this and other issues since cancer as well, when I got well from cancer, but I was on many, many radio shows. I was on many television shows, news shows, Nightline, CNN, Crossfire, Oprah Winfrey, eventually on 60 Minutes. People started sending me huge amounts of mail.
Okay.
And they said, first of all, if you think there's a cover-up in AIDS, you should see the cover-up in cancer. And then people started sending me information about, do you know who's behind all this?
Ah, okay.
Okay?
I do remember that you told us this.
It was the good listeners and viewers out there who educated me.
Ah, so there are more people that know about this than are talking about it openly.
Right. Right. And then I have all sorts of, there are people who are high above our government, who actually run our government from behind the scenes, and there are some of those who are good people, and they said to me, you have a forum, you're not afraid to speak this, we're terrified, we don't want to lose our jobs, and they'll threaten our lives, and so we're going to feed you information. So I have a lot of contacts on the inside.
Okay. All righty. Okay. Very good. All right, let's take Kathy from Massachusetts.
Yeah, I don't know what happened earlier. I wasn't on mute or anything, but I have been following Dr. Day's work since 1981. As a type 1 diabetic, I was given blood transfusions after my son's birth. My mother was a nurse epidemiologist in a clinical setting and a risk manager. So while I was, this was in May of 1981, you can only imagine my mother's fear as they were giving me blood transfusions as an 18-year-old type 1 diabetic. With her credentials, knowing what was going on, because she was getting the CDC bulletin. So anyway, but my question today is, what would you suggest for a type 1 diabetic since 1965? I'm only 51, but I'm pretty healthy, all things considered. If I wanted to extricate myself, I am completely enmeshed in the system right now, and my income potential is approximately $12 an hour. I'm in a very difficult situation. What would you suggest? Are there any suggestions you would have for someone in my situation who's priced out of the healthcare market on her wage, wants to cut away from Obamacare to survive this next phase of my life?
Well, as I said, type 1 diabetes is very different from type 2. Type 2 diabetes usually occurs in adults, although younger people are getting it now because they're eating too much fat and sugar. If a type 2 diabetic just changes the way they're eating and starts exercising and drinking water, they can get rid of their diabetes within 6 months, all right, if they're willing to do what it takes. With type 1 diabetes, the cells are dead, and and you cannot get off of insulin permanently. However, you can reduce your insulin intake by almost 40%, which is very helpful, by following the health plan, getting rid of meat, poultry, fish, dairy, and eggs, and processed food and sugar and all of those things, and learning how to handle your stress and drinking water and exercising and all that. You can reduce your insulin intake, and you can make yourself much, much healthier.
Okay.
All right, and what about any herbal supplements? Or those are primarily for the type 2s. That's my understanding.
No, I don't want to knock any of your sponsors with herbal supplements, but no disease is caused by a deficiency of herbal supplements. What diseases are caused by is the way we live, think, act, eat, and handle stress. And any herbal supplements you might take are really for, mainly for short term. However, there are some that you can take long term, like saw palmetto and all that, for men who are getting older and may have prostatic hypertrophy, an enlarged prostate or all that. There are some, but mainly it's the way you eat, live, think, act, and handle stress. And so you learn how to do those things, and you'll get your body the healthiest it can be.
Thank you for your input. Take care.
Okay. All righty. Thank you. All right. Let's quickly take Kathy in Utah. Kathy, welcome.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Okay. Go ahead.
I need to know about honey. I know you say not to eat sugar. I have heard good things about honey as long as it's not.
Okay. Let her answer that question because our time is running out.
Okay, honey is fine, but it has to be in small quantities. And if you're getting well from cancer or some other serious disease, the most you can have is a half a teaspoon a day. What we have to do is get rid of the desire for sweet. People are always asking, what about stevia? What about this? You have to get rid of your desire for sweet. We have adulterated our taste buds so much. There's sweet in fruit. There is actually sweet in vegetables. We've got to learn to taste the vegetable and not put all this sweet on top of it. So, again, we've got to get rid of the sweet tooth. We just got to eat fruits, grains, and vegetables in their most natural form. And the more raw we can eat, the better, because they contain enzymes which are life-giving. And as Deanna, as we talked before, we were going to discuss the false flag attacks, which we never got to. And
yes, but we've had a wonderful 3 days.
And as I, as a doctor, can show you that nobody died in the Boston bombing except the suspects, the Tsarnaev brothers, who were murdered by the FBI, and no children died in the school at Sandy Hook and all of those things. I can show maybe sometime later you want to talk about those, but we never got to those this time.
Exactly. Yes. And I would have to disagree with some of the things that I've heard that are the most popular theories on the internet. I would disagree with some of those. But anyway, we have had a wonderful 3 days. In spite of the fact that we talked about the things that the listeners really wanted to talk about.
That's right. That's good.
And we still didn't get to all of the questions. I'm sure that, eat garlic. Is that a good thing to do?
You know, garlic is fine, but again, there's no quick fix. There's no magic bullet. You've got to do the whole thing. Everybody just looks at, I'll just take garlic and live and eat the way I want. No, you can't do that.
Right. So it's just a lifestyle rather than a quick fix, because that is what allopathic medicine offers, is a quick fix.
Alternative medicine tries to offer that too. Eat garlic, take this pill, take that pill, take this vitamin, take that. We've got to live, think, act, eat, and handle stress the proper way. And we don't need all that other stuff.
Exactly. All righty. Well, thank you so very, very much for being on the program for the last 3 days.
Appreciate it.
And the websites again are drday.com and goodnewsaboutgod.com. Thank you so much, listeners, and thank you so much, Dr. Day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. Talk with you tomorrow.